Oh, hi Cheyenne, this is Tina from Local Splash, getting back to you.
Yes, ma'am, I was actually just calling back. I was going through y'all's little virtual system.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, we have that AI assistant, and sometimes she helps, and sometimes it's annoying.
Right? No, I get that. We had that for a little bit, too.
Yeah, for sure. So I have the billing in front of me, and my only question would be, does the card say your name or the business name, or is it under Roger?
It is my name, but then it says Appliance Care under it.
Okay, so then it has the business name and your name. Is it C-H-E-Y-A-N-N-E?
Nope, it is S-H-Y-A-N-N.
Oh, cute. I love that. I was thinking when he told me your name, I should have thought of that when my kids were younger because they always, for some reason, loved the name Shelly. And every time they had a baby doll, they both were fighting. No, her name's Shelly. No, mine's Shelly. And I should have thought of Cheyenne.
Funny.
That it would have solved the problem.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. But is there a middle name or initial, or is it just Cheyenne?
Nope.
Osmond?
Cheyenne Osmond, O-S-M-O-N.
Got it. Okay, and then Appliance Care as well. And then is it still the billing address on 223 North 3rd Street?
No, it is actually the office. So that
okay.
is 3276,
mm-hmm.
243rd
mm-hmm.
Street South.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, did I say that to you wrong? Hang on a second.
Uh-huh. No problem.
3276 East.
East. Okay, got it.
243rd.
Got it. So it's 3276 East, 243rd Street South, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Pourm,
okay.
Oklahoma.
Pourm, you said?
Yep. P-O-R-U-M.
Okay. P-O-R-U-M. And the zip?
74455.
Okay, excellent. And then the card number?
That is 5296.
Okay.
9640.
Got it.
3893.
Okay.
4146.
4146. Okay, expiration?
127.
And the code?
022.
022. Okay, excellent. Now, I already did the voice verification with Roger and set the client interview, which is at 3 o'clock today. What will happen right now after I process the payment is he's going to get an email and a text message that will say terms and conditions. And
uh-huh.
since I gave you guys special pricing that's not available to the general public, I'll want him to just go in and acknowledge it with his e-signature.
If
you have access to the email, you could also do it because the billing is in your name, so it's going to actually have the e-signature under you. If not, I can put in a different email. But I just got a message that said decline, retry transaction. Is that because you have to authorize it on your end?
It shouldn't be because it shouldn't be over a certain amount. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah, sometimes banks have a mind of their own, right?
Yeah, I was just dealing that with a customer. I was trying to get their card information. They kept saying the CVV code was incorrect, and he was like, no, that's it.
Oh, wow. Did you finally get it to go through?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
it took us a few times.
Excellent.
All right, let me get that pulled up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows it's all in there. Let me see if it sent me a message. Because sometimes it'll, yeah, it said it denied it. Let me look here.
Yeah, sometimes just because it's an out-of-state transaction, it'll say, you know, Local Splash is trying to process 398. Is that okay? You know, and then you can confirm it. Or maybe that text would go to Roger. I don't know how the billing's set up. But
yeah, let me see. It didn't send me anything, I don't think, so let me double-check.
Mm-hmm.
So probably what I need to do, if it didn't send him one, I need to call the bank and just let them know.
Sure. So if you can do that, I can circle back and try to process again in like 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah. And then the email that you have down for all that for the e-signatures at the Appliance Care 22.
Let me go back to that screen. I think so. But, yep, it's appliancecare22@gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Okay. That will come. That's the biz.
Great. So when you see that email, it'll be titled Local Splash Your Initial Invoice, and then it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click that link, it'll open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, Cheyenne, is go all the way to the bottom, and there's three little boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized on the account. The second shows that you receive text messages. The third shows that, and actually we have the text set up to go to Roger, so it'll show that his number gets text messages. And then also it would show that you're, you know, you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you click those three boxes, you would just put in your name and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So you don't need that right away, obviously, but you do have it in your welcome email. So once this processes, you'll get another email that says welcome to Local Splash. And in that email, you'll have that username and password just in case you want to refer to it. But again, if you see that prompt, then that's a really good sign. That means that the e-signature went through.
Okay, perfect. So what I will do is I will call the bank real quick, and then you can try it in 30 minutes. If it doesn't go through, just give me a call back, and that way I can get a hold of them because it should go through. It's like
excellent.
It's out of state.
Yep, and I'll send you a text message right now, too, that has my direct information. I know that you already have it, but some people say, oh, it's easier if I could just text you back and say, Tina, it's okay to process now. So I'll send you that so you could also reply to the text. But I'm sure in 30 minutes everything will be fine. If not, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
All right, sounds good. I'll call them right now. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. You're welcome, Shan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.